This week we're going to be looking at prayer, and especially the Lord's Prayer. I think my favourite story about prayer has to do with the elderly lady. As she was getting ready for bed one night, she looked in the mirror and she saw the wrinkles in her skin. And she remembered back to how her skin as a teenager was smooth and silky. And she kind of offered God a throwaway prayer. "Oh Lord," she said, "give me the skin of a teenager." Well, to her amazement, the next day she woke up with silky smooth skin. Trouble is, she was covered in acne. I guess we have to be careful what we pray for. What we commonly call the Lord's Prayer came out of a request from the disciples. In Luke chapter 11, they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus responded by giving this well-known prayer. So really, it ought to be called the Disciples' Prayer. Its most common rendering is found in Matthew chapter 6. And in the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible, this is how it reads. "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, don't misunderstand me, but the words themselves are not too important. Rather, it is the themes, the content, the ideas that those words contain that are important. If we just repeat the words, then they soon become meaningless, vain repetition. So we take the ideas that these words contain, and then it becomes real and helpful and meaningful. You may have realized that the prayer divides into two halves. The first half is upward and focuses our attention on God. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. The second part of the prayer looks inward. It's about ourselves. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts and deliver us from the evil one. So there's a lovely balance to the prayer. We give God his praise and his due, and in return, God blesses us, though we don't deserve it. Now, I want to pull out one thread, one particular truth each day from these prayers. And today we're going to look at that first thread. Relationship. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. Because we belong to Jesus, we can approach God in a unique way. He is not distant. He is a loving Heavenly Father who welcomes us into his presence as his children. If you notice the content of Matthew 6, Jesus says to his disciples a clear distinction between them and the crowds and the religious leaders. For example, four times in verse 5, in verse 6, in verse 7, and verse 9, he uses the expression, "when you pray." And of course, the emphasis is the other people pray like this, but not you. When you pray, you'll have unique access to the Father. You have a new relationship to the Father through me. And four times, Jesus emphasizes that. In fact, in the Greek text, the word "you" is very strong. There's a direct emphasis there that is drawn to our attention. So when you pray, said Jesus, it should be like this. And then he gives us an outline to help us in our prayers. And the first thing I want to draw attention to is the idea of relationship. Relationship. The fact that Jesus taught his disciples to call God their Father. Now that term shows us straight away, God is not distant and unremoved. We can know him and we can enjoy him. Quite often over the years, my children have knocked on my door when I've been busy in my office and preparing something. And I said, "Look, go away and come back later." I'm glad God never says that to us. He's a perfect Heavenly Father. Sometimes you call people on the mobile, but they're engaged and it's very frustrating. Aren't you glad God is never engaged? We always have his undivided attention. We are special to him and we enjoy a special relationship. Now, not everyone enjoys that relationship. And not everyone likes the term Father. Many people have had an experience of rejection, of criticism, of abandonment by an earthly father. Well, be assured, God is everything a Heavenly Father should be. Loving, supporting, one who guides, one who provides. And that's my next point. Jesus said he is a heavenly Father who is good. Well, a little bit later on in this famous sermon, when talking about prayer and talking about God, Jesus reminds us that God is good. Let me illustrate it. In chapter 7 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says to the crowd, "You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people or evil people," I love the way Jesus doesn't flatter the crowd. He tells them straight, if you're wicked and yet you give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? God is good and he is trustworthy. And I love those little two words that are alongside our Father, in heaven. That speaks of authority. It literally reads, who is in the heavens. Although God is as close as the air that surrounds us, he is as incomprehensible as the galaxies beyond us. And the point here is this, our Father reminds us God cares. In heaven reminds us God acts. He's in a position of authority. We use the term, don't we? In Downing Street, in the White House, in the Kremlin. In other words, someone is in a position of power, and when they speak or give an order or command, things happen. Well, our God is in the heavens, and when he gives a command, things happen. So today, if you've got a great request to bring before God, then don't panic. We have a great God. John Newton, the former slave trader who became a great man of God, wrote a hymn. One of the verses of that hymn says this: "Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much." Isn't that an encouragement to pray? That we have a great God who is interested and who can act. So today, remember, you are valued. We are children of God because we belong to Jesus, adopted in his family, and we are loved. God wants what's best for us as we trust him. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for your great love for us. Thank you that we can call you Abba, Father. Thank you that your words are true. Thank you that you are compassionate, good and faithful, a refuge, a shelter to those who run to you. Lord, we pray today, you know what's heavy on our hearts and heavy on our minds. Lord, hear our prayer and answer it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.